to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits, and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Oh, Dawn, you have no idea. So I had opened up, OBS like normal, and went to go basically use it, and all of a sudden it says we're going to do an update. Which I was like, okay, not a big deal. Well, then it does its update and decides that it no longer is paired with my automation system. So everything's just all wacky. I don't even know how to explain, folks. But, yeah, the whole thing went south on me. It was great fun. Let me tell you. So now it's all different than it was. All the elements are different. Everything's different.
Don't you love the updates?
You gotta. I guess you're supposed to. I don't know exactly what that means, but yeah, you're supposed to love the updates, even though I can't stand them. At any rate, there you go. Dawn Jans is with me. Welcome, folks. Hour number three. Great to have you with me. And we just had Dr. Syed Haider, my go-to doc, my go-to stack. Would encourage you to check that out. And reason being that he's got some stuff on there that we're probably going to need in the very near future. Let me see if I can. So this right here that I'm going to put up for you, if you didn't see this, and maybe you did, maybe you didn't, I don't know. But can you recognize by looking at this? There it is. I got him. By looking at this background, the demonic overtones. I'm showing Dawn a picture of the occupant of the White House from last night. And the red lights in the background, and it's just ominous. And so, how much nonsense are we going to go through here?
I don't know.
Check your recording path settings. Huh?
No volume.
I'm aware of that. All right. So both external hard drives just went. No. All right. There we go. Now that's back. Now I'm on. I don't even know what. Wow. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, holy fire on my equipment, holy fire on the wiring and all of the connections right now. I know this is demonic, and I ask God for holy fire to burn up every demon involved right now and cast the remains into the abyss. Every demon. I break every curse, spell, tie, mark, vow, seal, contract, and assignment. Let them also be burned up in holy fire. I cut the silver cords of all human spirits. I cut the silver cords of all human spirits. And I ask that anything empowering anything else would right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, be encapsulated in the holy blood of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth that came in the flesh, and all external conduits severed. All right, there. My, my, my. So, Dawn, are you there?
I am here. I can hear you. I cannot see you.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. Hang on a second. I'll fix that here in just a second. Yeah, cameras went out again. This is the second time that that has happened. All right, now you can see me.
I cannot.
Oh, you still can't see me?
There I can.
Give it a
second.
Okay, yeah, give it a second. You'll be able to. Unfortunately, though, I may have to restart OBS, which today is probably going to be the last day that I use OBS. We were getting ready to make a change anyway, and now OBS has made it very clear and very easy for me to do this. Let me see. Video capture. Okay. And there. Okay. And then device default. That's not really what I want. I need custom. And I need that. And there we go. And now, boy, I'll tell you. So, this is the second time that this has happened just in the last couple hours. All right, very quickly, so I can get to Don and I converting. And it's funny because it's every time that I've touched this particular file that you see on the screen right now, and this is the file that has the occupant in the White House and what he's about to say, and it's and so obviously this is all demonic, his whole thing, the speech, all of it. There's curses attached with it. I break every curse that comes off of this. I rebuke them right now in the name of Jesus Christ, holy blood, holy fire, to destroy them. But listen to this.
Partisans and cronies, empowering election deniers to undermine democracy itself. MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards. Backwards to an America where there is no right to choose, no right to privacy, no right to contraception, no right to marry who you love. They promote authoritarian leaders. And
all right. So what he actually said is, let's be clear. He said no right to murder babies, no right to sodomize children that you send to school, no right to change the gender and to convince little boys to cut off their sex organs and become girls, and little girls to cut out their breasts and form male sexual parts and have those surgically attached to them so that little girls become little boys. That's what he said. He said essentially no right for America to become the bastion of satanic ritual abuse on children and the bastion for demonic, evil, witchcraft, absolute horror, Don. And he said that those that stand against it are the enemies of this new utopia that he wants to create. He is the devil. He is Satan. He belongs to Satan, and he's a reprobate, and he's given himself over to be a reprobate mind, as has Mayorkas, as has Merrick Garland, as has Richard, the guy that's dressed up as a Navy admiral. They're all reprobates, folks. They're all wicked, evil reprobates, and they can't be reached by God. They've been given over That's what 2 Thessalonians says, the great delusion. They've been given over to delusion, and God has said, okay, since you've rejected me, I'm giving you over to a reprobate mind. And now we as believers have to step in and help those that have not yet given themselves over to that, and those that are attending our churches that don't understand the fullness of what Christ did on the cross, we have to help them understand the fullness of it is finished.
Who was the last king of Judah?
I don't know. Good question. Jehoshaphat? No.
No, the last king of Judah. As you were speaking, that came to mind. Israel had already been turned over by God. Israel was now in a position of slavehood to the country. But Judah was still supposedly independent. And the king of Judah, if we read that scripture in Kings, it will say that he followed the way of his father, he turned from God, and he was the most evil of all. What did they do? They sacrificed their babies. Did they worshiped idols? They turned their back totally on God. They thought they could control everything. And God said, I've had enough. This is it. And I'm wondering if we are at that same position. We are a totally, totally sinful nation. You cannot sacrifice your children to the idol of secularism. You just can't do that and expect to continue. And yet, we have supposedly rational people in this nation who still say that, oh yes, that's just compromise. No, folks, that's not compromise. That is absolute, total sin. And God will not stand for it. We are seeing a time that we've never seen before, and it has not just come overnight. What right. we're seeing we people, we Christians, who have forsaken our children. We've forsaken our children because we have allowed them to be indoctrinated. We have not placed our values in them. And we have said, okay, state, you educate them. I'm going to go off. I'm going to earn my living. I'm going to do all these wonderful things I want to do. And then we turn around, and our children and our grandchildren have become taken over by a very, very evil satanic force. Well, not where we're going.
Let me suggest that it's not. Okay, we got to take a break. We're going to be back right after this, and I've got something to add to that, my dear brother, that I think is also a big part of this. Back right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone, a product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process. process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
So, OBS did an update just right before I went on air, and they've literally rewritten the entire program. And if there's anybody out there that's a part of OBS or listen or connected with OBS in any way, your program's junk now. It's garbage. It's out, you have destroyed the platform. It's complete poop. And that's really a shame, because I've used this program now for, golly, 7, 8, 9 years. And I'm going to write them and tell them that they've just absolutely destroyed their platform. And I'm done with it. All right. We're trying. Dawn, my apologies. So I don't even remember now. I've had so many issues. I've got 4 minutes now that I'm going to have to fill. This has just made this an absolute mess. So disgusted. All right. Do you remember what we were talking about before we went
into?
Right. Go ahead.
Yes. We were talking about how we have allowed our kids to be indoctrinated by this evil. The question is what are we going to do about
it? Yeah. Well,
are we going to sit back and say, oh, it's all ruined or not? That's where we left off.
Well, and the other piece to this, you know, is the churches remain silent.
Yes.
And the church has embraced these things, because the seminaries for the last 50 years, almost 60 years now, have been drumming this idea that the Bible is a fable, that the Bible is not factual, it's not real. We've completely gotten away from the real good news message of the gospel and the real issue at hand. And the real issue at hand is sin, Don.
Yep.
The real issue at hand is sin. And Jesus Christ did talk about sin. And he began his ministry by saying, repent. Repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent. And I'm sure that a lot of this that's happening today with all of this stuff in my software world is demonic. And it's because the demons don't want the truth to go out to you. And folks, the truth is that Jesus Christ truly did give you victory here and now on the cross. Read 1 John 5. Read Colossians chapter 2, where it says, do not let the traditions of men and the falsities of men convince you of something other than the truth, which is that sin has been circumcised from you, that your old nature does, in fact, die, that you don't have to be bound in sin. You don't have to say, like they say at AA meetings, I'm an alcoholic, and my name is Bob, but I haven't had a drink in 40 years, but I'm still going to confess I'm an alcoholic. Rafael Cruz and I talked about this quite a bit yesterday. Don, this idea, I'm a sinner saved by grace. It's a lie from the pit of hell. You're either saved and grace has changed you and your old nature died on the cross, or you're not. And if you're saved, then you can walk without sin. You've been watching me and all this stuff that's going on. And it would be real easy for me to just absolutely lose it right here. And to some degree, there's a righteousness associated with that in the sense that I would be righteously upset about the demons that are messing with the equipment and interfering with the ability to get this message out. That's righteous anger. But I'm not going to let the devil have victory. I don't have to. I don't even feel like, oh, I can't control. I don't feel that because I've got victory.
We are living in a day where victory doesn't, where victory has been frowned upon, not frowned upon, it's being decimated, it's being ostracized. The hatred for good, the hatred for what Jesus Christ told us to do is overwhelming. And this is all part of this collectivist system. We've been talking about this for how many years now? Folks, it's coming. It's real. It's here. They despise anything that talks about, that preaches the goodness of God. And they are out to ruin our nation. Everything about their policies. Read the Communist Manifesto. Study history. Everything about their policies is to destroy. They will destroy any and every human being they possibly can just to advance their evilness. And this is what we're facing today. This is not hyperbole. This is real. And until we understand that it's real, I'm afraid many of us will refuse to fight it. And we can only fight it two ways. Getting on our hands and knees and begging God to show us the way, what we can do, and then to speak calmly with people so they can understand the evilness that they are really promoting. It's called Brush Fires of Freedom. It's worked before. It will work again. But we do know, ultimately the victory is ours, and we must live like it.
Amen. Amen. All right, and that puts us at the end of our time, and I'm so very sorry. We will have more time next week, Don. But my goodness, folks, just know we're and the enemy that we're fighting, the demonic that we're fighting, is real.
Yes.
There is a real demonic spirit and a real demonic presence. And every time that I tried to play Satan's clip this morning, my system came under assault. That just shows you what you're dealing with and who's occupying the White House. It is all demonic. The entire government right now is being run by demons. Thank you, Don, for standing up for truth and standing against it. I'll be back. More coming up.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Looks well. Welcome back. Thanks so much for being with us. Again, my sincerest apologies. OBS decided to do an update, and of course, we did the update. The program wouldn't even play without doing their update, and their update is absolute garbage. The plugins don't work, and it's just been a mess. And now I lost my guest. I'm not sure what happened. Okay. Well, I don't know where he went. There we go. Hey, man.
Hey, I'm back. That was my fault. I think I swiped left when I should have swiped right, but welcome back.
Oh, good to have you back. Good. Well, I was thinking it might have been something on my end. I'm telling you, things have just been it's just been kind of a little bit of a mess with this update that OBS did. It has just messed up everything. But anyway, there you go. What are you going to do? Chaps is with me, Gordon Chaps Klingenschmidt, pray in Jesus' name, and it's always a joy to have Chaps with me. Chaps, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, fantastic, brother. I'm so excited because I'm getting ready to go to India for 1 month from 3 October to 3 November.
Okay.
I will be preaching in 7 cities. They're having crusades set up for me, and I will be teaching and sharing my testimony and talking about Jesus, and includes about a 6-day trip to Nepal at the end. So I'm excited to circumnavigate the globe and be back by Thanksgiving with my family.
And now you're going to be in southern India, correct?
No, we're doing. We're starting in Delhi, and then we will eventually go to Hyderabad and Mumbai, but then we're back up north to Jaipur, and then Orissa, Calcutta, and then Kathmandu, and then back to Delhi, and then back to America.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yep. No. I can hear you. I was looking to see how far up north. So you're going from Delhi, and then you're going to where?
I think our first couple of stops are Hyderabad, and then Mumbai, and then back up to Jaipur.
Okay.
Jaipur is where our home base is. For the host family that's traveling with me.
Got it. Okay.
And then we're going east to Calcutta and Orissa.
Very good. Well.
And then Nepal.
Yeah.
And then home.
Right. And Nepal is way over to the west.
Oh, yeah. Did it? Well, yes. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, no, the reason I asked, brother, is there's some very serious stuff. We just had to put security cameras at our church there, as well as at the home of our pastor. The police came and said that his name's on a list to be assassinated.
Oh, my gosh, the police. Well, at least the police are helping him. Sometimes the police are complicit.
Yeah, no, we're getting assistance. We did have a 20-year-old girl that was beat to death in one of our churches on Sunday.
Oh my gosh, this is terrible.
The Sikh are on the warpath up where we are. And
really?
And yeah, and they have said publicly that they don't care what the authorities do to them or what the consequences are, they are going to be carrying out the murder of Christians and the attack on Christian churches.
Oh my gosh.
And that is a call. Now, of course, where we are, we're up in the farthest north region. So we're just north of where you're going to be. But if you headed up into Haryana, I would just suggest to be very, very careful because you represent a very high value target.
Yes.
And,
I don't think we'll be going up that far, but yeah. the people I'm with are well recognized and respected in the community, and they will be taking care of all of our transportation and security. And I think there's a good chance I come home safely.
Yeah. Well, we will have you in our prayers specifically for that. I'm excited that you're going to be there. I'm excited that you're going. And I'm excited for all the places you're going to get to go and all the people that are going to get blessed and touched by your ministry. I'm thrilled, absolutely thrilled.
Yes, I am as well.
Yeah.
And so tell me about you've been reading about religious freedom in the military.
Well, yeah, I'm very concerned. I mean, obviously, and I'm sure you probably watched last night, but it's interesting, chaps. Every time that I've tried to play a clip of the White House occupants, or even show a picture of the White House occupant, my system goes nuts.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean it's like demonic. I mean it is like full on demonic. But I played and I'll play it again for here.
Forces are determined to take this country backwards to an America where there is no right to choose, no right to privacy, no right to contraception, no right to marry who you love.
So where there's what that actually is saying is there's no right to kill babies, no right to sodomize children, no right to cut out the sexual organs of kids and turn boys into girls and girls into boys. That's what we've come to. And if you don't believe in doing that, if you don't believe in mutilating children, if you don't believe in abusing children sexually, if you don't believe in sodomy and sodomites, and if you don't believe in sacrificing children by killing them, then in the eyes of this reprobate, you're evil. Chaps, he has declared that 81 million Americans support the things that I just described. And I know that's not true, but it is absolutely 100% what they are what he and his demonic horde are committed to.
Yes, you are absolutely right. And Pastor, I read the transcript of Joe Biden's speech last night. I hear it was worse when you watch the video. But there is sort of this extreme leftist attack that is coming out of the Biden administration against the military. And I'm a 20-year military veteran. I'm an Air Force Academy graduate. I'm a former Navy chaplain, as you know. But we have now watched as he's destroying the military with wokeism and transgender pronouns for all of our troops. Now, maybe you're a straight man serving in the military, maybe you're a straight woman, but you're not allowed to use pronouns like he or she anymore. This is according to Washington Beacon. They are now promoting that there is a Air Force ban in the Pacific Air Forces Command, initiated by Joe Biden, but being enforced now by four-star General Kenneth Wilsbach. who is enforcing a ban on written pronouns like he or she among service members under his command. A division of the U.S. Pacific Air Forces has now issued a policy ordering its senior leaders and commanders to stop using gender pronouns of any kind in written format, saying they're shifting to neutral language that will help improve the fighting force's lethality. They said we must embrace diversity and inclusion, and so they're basically transgenderizing all of the troops by referring to all of every individual sailor as they or the unauthorized examples, according to the memo, include he or she, you can't say that, best male or female, you can't say that, youngest or oldest, you can't say that, and Sergeant Murray, you can't say Sergeant Murray, you're supposed to say this sergeant or this member of the armed services, because if you say Sergeant Murray, you might be disclosing that he's a man. And it's absolute nonsense. It's political correctness, wokeism, and they're referring now in written format to every member of the armed forces as if they are transgender, and that is now the new political correctness in the Air Force.
And, of course, we know that this is all a part of, you know, their social experiment, but they're forcing it on military members because they have the hammer that they can use on military members that up until now they've not been able to use on civilians. But chaps, they're working on being able to use the same, you know, similar types of hammers, and I think that whole speech that he gave was essentially targeting a group of civilians, the entire population of the United States, but a large percentage of that population he targeted last night, and essentially said, "Get ready, because what we're doing to the military, we plan to do to the rest of you."
Wow. Well, there has been a purge, as you know. I've been talking on your show of 24,000 service members have been denied religious waivers for opting out of the vaccine. And even if I got the vaccine, even if my religion does not object to that, other people have sincerely held religious objections to getting a foreign substance injected into their body, and they are suing. There are 9 lawsuits across the services, and actually they're winning against Biden. The U.S. Marines won an injunction, a permanent injunction, our friend Matt Staver with Liberty Counsel, because the U.S. District Court of Florida has just provided class action relief and granted a preliminary injunction against the COVID mandate by Joe Biden, and it applies to all members, active or reserve, in the United States Marine Corps. So we're winning. Unfortunately, the Coast Guard does not yet have such an injunction. So they have kicked out, I think, 7 Coast Guard Academy cadets. We're given 24 hours to get off campus, and they are fighting for their careers now. It's piecemeal because the entire U.S. military is being governed by Joe Biden's Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin. We'll give out his phone number in a couple minutes here if people want to call. Lloyd Austin is mandating that 24,000 religious waivers must be denied. This is grounding 357 pilots, especially the Air Force and Navy pilots. If you're a Top Gun graduate like Tom Cruise displayed in the movie, you are being punished for your faith. And 32 Top Gun naval weapons or Air Force weapons fighter instructors have been grounded because of their religion. So there is a purge going on across the military. Joe Biden is to blame, and Lloyd Austin is enforcing it. That's why we want people to call today to the Secretary of Defense office. And I have the number here if you let me give that out.
Absolutely.
Okay, the number is 703-692-7100. Again, that's 703-692-7100. And be very polite when you call, but say, stop the religious purge from the military. And obey the court orders, obey the Congress, and respect religious freedom for the military. Say that to the Secretary of Defense today when you call 703-692-7100.
Again, 703-692-7100. That's the number for Lloyd Austin for his office. And we do absolutely want to be respectful when we make that phone call, but encourage them to respect religious freedom, respect the rights of service members to religiously object to these forced vaccines. And, you know, the numbers, too. I mean, Tom Renz has, I think, done an incredible job of identifying for them and testifying before the Senate the numbers of individuals that have been injured and the numbers of pilots. Just as an example, I think that it's been like 1,000% increase in, you know, from 863 to like 863,000 or 83,600, something along that line. But I mean, the numbers are just astronomical, chaps, as to the, you know, individuals vax injured. That plane that went down in the China Sea just, what, 2 months ago, I think it was, the pilot there said that he believed that the reason that he had the issues that he had was because he was forced to take the vaccine.
Yes. Well, there are issues, but this is more of a religious purge by the Biden administration. I'm not, you know, really for or against the vaccine itself, and I'm not a medical doctor, but I am a chaplain, and I do care about people's religious freedom. And the Congress has already passed laws protecting the freedom of conscience for members of the armed services, especially for chaplains, but for all the troops. They cannot be ordered to violate their religion, and religion will not be used as a basis for adverse personnel action. That's what federal law says, but it doesn't stop the Air Force Academy. They've issued 13 letters of reprimand to the cadets there. 12 cadets were denied the right to graduate or commence. Three of the seniors still have not been commissioned, and they lost, the Air Force lost in court. The cadets won in court, and there's a federal judge in Ohio that says, you must not deprive or you must not prevent the commissioning of cadets who have graduated from the academies on the basis of religion, but now the Air Force Academy superintendent is disobeying that direct order from a federal judge. Well, how can he disobey orders from a federal judge and then turn around to the cadets and say, you must obey my orders to violate your religion? There's a double standard here, and you know, we are, I suppose, still trying to pressure the Air Force Academy superintendent, three-star General Richard Clark, and ask him if you want to call him this morning. I think his offices won't be open for another 10 minutes, but after the top of the hour, people write down this phone number. You can call 719-333-4141. Again, that's 719-333-4141. And ask the Air Force Academy superintendent or his staffer who answers the phone, why haven't you commissioned the cadets when the judge ordered you to? And why are you disobeying the federal judge? And why are you punishing cadets for their religion? Ask them this morning when you call 719-333-4141.
It's really, I mean, you know, these individuals have put their lives on the line. We swear an oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And that does not mean that we are then surrendering our right to the defense of the Constitution for our own beliefs. And the very First Amendment and the very first right is the freedom of religion. Chaps, when these individuals have, you know, basically signed on the dotted line that they're willing to lay down their lives for this, for them to be experiencing the inability to be able to have that freedom themselves, it's really stunning.
Yes, there is an attack not only on the members of our military, but now on school children. The political correctness and transgender agenda is being pushed out by Biden against the school lunch program in all government schools, but also against Christian schools. And the way they do that, the Biden administration has now reinterpreted Title IX of the 1964 Civil Rights Act to say that discrimination on the basis of sex includes transgenderism. So if any little boy pretends to be a little girl, he must be allowed to go into the girls' locker room or the girls' showers or the girls' bathrooms, or the entire school will lose their school lunch program. This was threatened against a Christian school, Grant Park Christian Academy in Tampa, Florida, where the federal government was threatening to take away school lunches for underprivileged children unless the school allowed, this is a Christian school, allowed male students to share lockers, showers, and bathrooms with female students. Well, Grant Park Christian Academy hired some lawyers with Alliance Defending Freedom, mm-hmm. and they filed a lawsuit. And thankfully, that was reversed for this one time, for this one Christian school. But the Biden administration was defending the lawsuit. No lunch for Christians, and not for government schools either, unless they have co-ed bathrooms.
Well, that's part of their hammer. Assistant Director of Health Services said that these same, you know, that children need to be empowered to be able to have access to the hormone blockers, to puberty blockers, without parental consent and without parental involvement. Did you see that quote?
No, I'm interested. But going back to your original point, when you see Joe Biden making a statement that the people who voted for Trump, and I think it's more than half the country, actually, those are the extremists. And if you want to make America great again, you're an extremist. And if you think there was election fraud, then you're an extremist. You know, he's pushing the far left ideology of Antichrist against Christian schools to take away their lunch programs, against members of the armed services and taking away their pronouns. You can't say he or she in the Pacific Air Force. You know, taking away the careers of Coast Guard cadets, Air Force Academy cadets, if they won't comply with his mandates and if they won't violate their religion. Who is the extremist here, Joe Biden? That's my question.
I concur. I concur. I wonder, too, if it would, you know, perhaps be a good idea to contact both our congressional members and our senators with the same concerns. The concerns for our children, as well as the concerns for our military, to advocate on their behalf with our senators and our congressmen. And you can do that at the Capitol switchboard, 202-224-3121. And I think, you know, chaps, that it would be advisable for our audience to be making these same requests of our congressional members and our senators to say, hey, we would like you to be, you know, putting pressure on and inquiring of Lloyd Austin and of the Air Force Academy and of Health and Human Services and of the Department of Education that are forcing these radical gender policies, gender dysphoria policies on small children. This needs to stop. And one of the ways they can do that is with the purse strings, especially in Congress, by not allowing the funding or the defunding of the education programs and the food programs to take place. Congress has control over that.
Yes, and while you're calling your congressman at 202-224-3121, ask to speak to both of your United States senators. Every state has two, so call back twice at 202-224-3121 and ask for your U.S. senator and tell them to vote no on the gay marriage bill that's coming out of Nancy Pelosi's desk. H.R. 8404 would promote gay marriage in all 50 states and force your state to recognize that, and even Utah would get polygamy if Nancy Pelosi gets her way. So call 202-224-3121 and tell them to vote no on 8404.
And that is referred to as the Protect Marriage Act. And if you go to my blog section, you'll see I've written it's about the children. That's the name of the article that I wrote, Chaps. And it really is, because that it ultimately targets kids, because once you again institute that sodomite style relationship, now you're going to have to teach it in school, and we're watching that. That's what's happening. You're going to be grooming kids. All of those things are going to be taking place, and it's really, really sad. We're coming to the end of our time together. Chaps, tell folks real quick how they can reach out to you, and would you close this in our final minute with just a word of prayer for our military members, these children, and just our nation as a whole?
Yes, please. Our website is prayinjesusname.org. Sign up for the free email alerts on the right side when you visit prayinjesusname.org. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we call out to you today and we ask your mercy on our nation. God, forgive us our sins. God, pour out your grace and your mercy upon not just the Christians, but even on those who oppose us. Father, cause them to repent and help America return to Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. God, protect our armed forces from the attacks from within. Protect our children, even in Christian schools, from being deprived of school lunches. Father, protect them from the transgenderism that is now coming out of the Biden White House. Father, we pray that children will be protected, that our armed forces will be blessed and protected, and that you will prevail. God, restore America to its design as you gave with the vision of the Founding Fathers. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Chaps, thanks so much. Pray in Jesus' name is where you can find and follow Chaps. Prayinjesusname.org. Prayinjesusname.org. Correct, sir?
Yes, prayinjesusname.org. Thank you, Pastor Greg.
You bet. God bless you, folks. God bless you, folks. I'll be back with you on Monday. Have a great weekend.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code, and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes my slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.